We give him glory. He has continued the atmosphere with us since some morning, and we thank you. And I'd like to let you know that the atmosphere is not in the singing. Are you getting it? It's not in the singing. It is as we worship him in spirit and in truth. And this is the atmosphere we are going with in the coming year. And from year to year, as we journey on, Christ tarries, this is how we'll continue, until we continue with him in glory. Can I hear a louder amen? We will never expand to a point that we will forget where we are coming from. We'll be so mindful of how he has gently led us year in, year out, and returning his glory back unto him. So this is becoming a tradition, and is a very good tradition. We will see the Lord in the name of Jesus. Psalm 100, verse 4. Maybe I should ask that we read the whole of that psalm. Can I ask that you open your Bible and then you stand to your feet? Let's read the Word of God together. Even verse 1 of that scripture says, on your feet now. So meaning that you can't read this particular scripture sitting. Praise God. Particularly if you are reading from Message Translation, it says, on your feet now, applaud God. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Psalm 100. Are we there? So whatever translation you are reading from, let us read the word of the Lord. One, two, go. On your feet now, applaud God. Bring a gift of laughter. Sink yourself into his presence. Know this, God is God. And God, he made us. We didn't make him. We are his people. His well-tended sheep. Enter with a password, thank you. Make yourself at home. Talk in praise. Thank him. Worship him. For God is sheer beauty. All generous in love. Loyal always and ever. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the name of Jesus. Please have your seats. Let me share with us from this scripture. And I'll be reading, or of course I'm reading from Message Translation. In verse 4, it says, enter with a password. Thank you. Make yourself at home. Talk him praise. Thank him. Worship him. So from here we realize that praise, thanksgiving to God, is a password. Not even only to God, even before men. A Yoruba adage will say, ti omode ba dupe ori ana, atugba mi. Yen se omode nikan. Agbalagba gan ti o ba mori ana, o ti lose ori oni niyan. So when you are thankful, you are giving yourself opportunity for more. enter with the password, thank you. So when you are coming to God, the understanding this scripture is bringing to us is that your password to enter is what, please? Thank you. No matter the load of petition you are coming with, before you begin to release them one by one, use your access card. What's the password? Thank you. It says when you do that, you will make yourself at home. God will tell you, sit down. What can I do for you? Angels will usher you in. I say, who is that? Father, somebody wants to see you. Oh, it's one of my son, one of my daughter. Ask him to sit. Take your seat. What can I do? You see, for this reason, God cannot stand murmurers, the ungratefuls. He shut them out. Watch your mouth. Watch your thoughts. Particularly when you are going through certain unpleasant situations. Watch the thoughts of your heart. Man may not hear, God can hear loud. For that reason, some people will stand before Jesus, Pharisees and the rest. And Jesus will say, why are you thinking what you are thinking? You know what? God can hear man's thoughts. Everything he can hear. So watch it. Don't murmur. Rather, come. Enter with a password of thank you. Make yourself at home with him. And when you are thanking him, when you are expressing your thanks unto him, let it be on two bases. I'm breaking this particular scripture. Thank him for what he has done. Secondly, worship him for who he is. When you are worshiping God, it's not as a result of what he has done. Even when he has not answered your prayer, you still worship him. Because of who he is. So when you understand these two, that's your password. That's your password. And based on this, I want to share with us on what I titled Thanksgiving Possibilities Password. Thanksgiving Possibilities Password. Listen with thanksgiving in your heart and in your mouth. With God and with men, you will have many possibilities. Many possibilities. So, there is a dimension, a power in thanksgiving. It makes things possible. Look at it again. That's Psalm 100 verse 4. Message translation. He said, enter. With the password, thank you. Meaning that there is no entry for anyone who will not come that password. That's your key. Password simply means the key. The key. Matthew 6, Jesus said, in this manner you will pray. Talking about prayer methodology. Say, our Father that is in heaven will worship you. That's the key. When you don't operate with that key, you shut yourself out. Now let's see 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 8. I will also be reading from Message Translation. He said, thank God no matter what happens. I love that. No matter what happens. Thank God. He said, this is the way God wants you who belong to Christ Jesus to live. This is the way God wants you who belong to Christ Jesus to live. So this is the way of life of those who belong to Jesus. Appreciation, thankfulness, gratefulness. Are we together, please? Now, we will get to a point in this teaching, you will understand that. Now, when you read this particular scripture, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, KJV says, in everything. Okay, it's up there on the screen. Thank you. Give thanks. Now, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, from verse 1, I think down to verse 7 or 8, talks about seasons of life. I think we should read. Give it to me. But we will get to a point in this teaching, you will understand that even though there are seasons of life, thanksgiving, praise is without season. It is seasonless. Because the Bible says, in everything, meaning that in all season. Now look at the seasons of life. Look at it. Okay, to everything there is a season. Hear that? To everything there is a season. Time to every purpose under the heaven. Yes. Now look at it. Time to be born, time to die. Now when you look at time to be born, sir, people celebrate during the time of birth. Oh, praise God. God has done it. We give him glory. We give him praise. Our God is faithful. But at the time of death, what happened? People what? People cry. Our God, why now? Why now? So when you look at the two in the life of one man, it's a two different season. Then there will be two different response or reaction. Time to born, to be born. Time to die. Time to plant. Time to pluck. And so on and so forth because of our time. But the Bible says, even when you are rejoicing, time of rejoicing, thank God. And when there is a time of crying, of unpleasantness, remember, tell yourself that thanksgiving is seasonless. So no matter the season of life, you must thank God. You know, there is a song now, one of the common chorus, Nigba Toba Te Waloron. Though many times when people just sing that song, it's a very danceable song. Just bang, bang, dance. You are the most high. When the reality comes, you will forget that you have sung B.O.C. Te Waloro. You just dance it. The reality did not dawn on you. Let me share 3 points with you very quickly. Number one, thanksgiving is the expected lifestyle of a believer. It is the expected lifestyle of a believer. When you go back to 1 Thessalonians 5:18 from Message Translation, I read, He said, this is the way God wants you who belong to Christ Jesus to live. This is the way you should live. Your way of life as a believer in Christ Jesus is thanksgiving, because himself, that is the way he lived. There was never a time that he murmured, even in hard time, when it was to be crucified, when he was rejected. He never gave up. Don't give up on God, for he won't give up on you. He's able. You want to see the ability of God? Don't give up. Because when you think he has given up, actually he didn't give up. He's walking behind the scene. Are we together? So, expectedly, it is expected that thanksgiving should be your way of life as a believer. You should never get to a point when you start thinking that God is no longer faithful. So it's our way of life. 1 Peter 2:9. He said, we are the royal priesthood. We are called as a royal priesthood, as a Levite. We are called to show forth his praise. So you are called into the priesthood to become a Levite, a Levite, a worshiper. Worship become your lifestyle. Are you getting me? It's your lifestyle. Though singing is an expression of worship, but it is not necessarily meaning worship. There are diverse ways to worship. When you make worship your lifestyle, reading psalm is a way of worship. Reading psalm, big psalms that talks about the expression of God's mercies and gratefulness, you are worshiping him. It's not just reading. Now, to somebody, you think you are reading, you are not reading, you are worshiping. So it is expected that that is your lifestyle. If worship now is not your lifestyle, then you are not fulfilling your calling as a royal priesthood. Are you getting me? It doesn't have to do with whether you know how to sing. Amen? It doesn't have to do with it. Oh, I don't know how to sing. That's why I cannot worship. Again, singing is an expression of worship. But singing is not necessarily worship. Anybody that is gifted with singing can sing. But that doesn't mean the fellow is worshiping. You're not worshiping God. So you don't have to be a singer to be a worshiper. Amen? You don't have to be a singer to be a worshiper. All that God desires is those that will worship him in spirit and in truth. So when worship becomes your lifestyle, possibility become your lifestyle. When worship become your lifestyle, possibility become your lifestyle. Miracles become your lifestyle. Number two, don't forget, I'm sharing with you on Thanksgiving possibility password. when you understand the power that is in gratitude, thanksgiving, praise, worship, then it makes things possible. Number two, thanksgiving gives life. You know, when something is your lifestyle, then it gives you life. That's your life. That's why it is called lifestyle. So thanksgiving gives life. Again, from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, it is expected that this should be the way of those who belong to Christ Jesus. This is expected to be the way they should live. So thanksgiving gives life. Now look at that word. Thanksgiving. So there is something that thanks give. That's why it is called thanksgiving. Amen. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. So when you give thanks, thanks give you something, because it is thanksgiving. Did you get that? Did somebody get that? Thanksgiving. Thanks always give something. That's why it is called thanksgiving. So there is something you always get from thanksgiving. And when you give thanks to God, we will get to a point now. He will give you the desire of your heart. It makes things possible for you. Matthew 15. Jesus looked at that woman. He said, "You are a dog. You don't qualify for what you are asking. You don't qualify for it. Healing for your child, you don't qualify. I'm not sent to you." You see, many things were against that woman. But you know what? She understood the password possibility of thanksgiving and worship. God says she worshiped. Even though the disciples were saying, "This woman is disobedient, send her away." But immediately she worshiped. You know what? She got an entry. She got an entry. Because scripture says, enter with a password. Thank you. Am I making sense to you? A writer says, your prayer needs thanksgiving more than you understand. Your prayer needs thanksgiving more than you understand. Jesus stood at the tomb of Lazarus after he had prayed. Should we get there? John chapter 11, verse 41. Very quickly, please. John 11, 41. So when Jesus stood at the tomb of Lazarus, before he began to bind and cast out and begin to loose, I'm showing you that you need more of thanksgiving prayer than any other prayer. Begin with thanksgiving. After you have made your request known, close with thanksgiving. So meaning that your prayer needs more of thanksgiving for you to be granted. So look at Jesus. He lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me." But excuse me, he's just speaking. He said, "You have heard me." Meaning that he's not just praying about that matter, that moment. Before he got there, he has prayed about it. Are you getting me? This is how things happen. A lot of us, it is when things happen that we want, that is when we want to start praying about it. No, things does not work like that. You have to pray ahead to get ahead, to get things done ahead. So Jesus has prayed ahead before he got there. So then he said, "Father, thank you." Meaning that the prayer he has prayed, and he has thanked the Father for it, believing that God has answered, again, he need to thank God. Did you get it now? So you need more of thanksgiving in your life. You need more. So it must be your lifestyle. That's point number one. Number two, it will give you life when you understand it. It will bring life to everything that you do. It will get you something. You will get something from giving thanks. There is always something from thanks. It was God's servant, Bishop Oyedepo, who said, when you thank him, he will fill your tank. Why? There is always something that thanksgiving gives. You can't give him thanks. You don't understand. You have given him thanks. You can't go back empty. Did you get it? Whatever is the petition in your heart, why you are thanking him for, you are, whatever it is you are thanking him for, he can see, he can hear, then he will say, you have it, take it. Praise God. Am I making sense to you? I'm showing you the possibility, power that is in thanksgiving. Point number three. Seasonless thanksgiving creates new season. Seasonless thanksgiving creates new season. I show you in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 from verse 1, diverse seasons of life. And then in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, no matter what happened, no matter the season of life, are you getting me? Don't stop thanking him. This is your life, your expected life. So can I, before I proceed, can I ask you, so what happened when bad things happen to good people? Have you ever seen bad things happen to good people before? Okay, thank you. As good people, has bad things ever happened to you before? Talk to me. Has bad things ever happened to you before? Okay. God always answers your prayer. I pray when God will want to teach you faith and delay your prayer. My prayer is that you will have increase in faith, not to feel disappointed. Because hear this truth: when you become mature in God, it will delay some of your prayer. Have you noticed that some of your struggle today, when you are much younger, you don't have those struggles? Hello? This one, you are fending for yourself. You are jumping up and down. When you are much younger, it was somebody that was taking care of you. Now, Tieti, bye-bye. Why? Because you are not mature. Amen. In fact, some of us are married now. As young couples, having young homes, young marriages. In fact, your headache now is not even about you. Am I making sense to you? It's because of others. But when you were younger, you were the headache of some people. You don't have any headache. Hello, I need money. And when they don't get you the money, you start harassing. Blah, 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 blah. What happened to my mommy? What happened to my... Now, you are just getting the show now. Praise God. So I'm praying for you that as you mature in work with God and you get to some point that saying, Father, the land. Shebi, you promise. Shebi, you said this. And God say, yes, I say it. Yes, I didn't forget. Yes, I'm coming. So when are you going to come? I'm tired though. Am I making sense to you? So get prepared. God will not always answer your prayer instantly. No. He doesn't lead his people like that. He doesn't. When he was leading children of Israel to the promised land, he said this way is faster. But when they see war, they will run back. No, I don't want them to run back. Let me take them through longer journey. They didn't understand that. They said, what happened now? What happened? God didn't do this. We are tired. We better want to go back. We want meat. We want bread. We want this. God does not raise his armies like that. He doesn't. But this is the secret. Attitude of gratitude. That's the secret. Staying gratitude is staying lifted forever and ever. Though he slay me, yet I will wait. No giving up. When you answer now, praise God. When you delay, you are God. Some of us, when you don't have money, you won't come to church. When you don't have money. I've said this thing over and over before. In those years, the Lord was raising me, teaching me faith. This same ring road is like passage to me. Passage. You know passage. When somebody is leaving, face me and face you. And then the house is maybe 4 room here, 5 room here. Have you ever lived in that house before? Okay, thank you. I've been there before. Some of you, you know, she's from a beautiful Port Harcourt. She doesn't understand what we are talking about. Long passage like this, 4 or 5 rooms like this, another one like this. So when you are walking, it's like you are traveling. You go and go and go. See, this thing never finish. Praise God. So this ring road is like passage. I can calculate between now and now. This one is just 3 minutes. Trekking. I can calculate it. But joyfully, I jog to church. Jog to church. You jog, go. You jog back. And I was frequent in church to the point that people living in church thinking I am living in that environment. Always frequent. No salary. I'm not expecting anybody to give me transfer fare. In fact, they want to give me, I want to dodge. Today, when people don't have food, they don't come to church. So these are the things that is affecting our acceleration in God. When God cannot find gratitude in your heart, he can't trust you. He can't trust you. Even you as human being, when you find out that somebody is ungrateful, can you trust them? Would you love to give them more? You can't get more with attitude of ungratefulness. You can't get more. God cannot trust you. Kingdom prosperity come by trust to get you to by trust. Once God can trust you, there is no limit to what you can get from him. There's no limit, actually. The more he can trust you, the more he will release to you. So you see, in the Christendom, in a way, you know, why some are doing what I can call over pray, you know, over emphasis on prayer. Some are also praying lesser. It should be balanced. Whatever you are going to get does not end with prayer. You must understand other principles that are involved. So, Thanksgiving, let me come back to my notes. Thanksgiving is or should be seasonless. Seasonless Thanksgiving creates new season. So, take for example, John 11:41. As Jesus stood at the tomb of Lazarus and was giving thanks, what happened? Power of resurrection was activated. Power of resurrection was activated instantly. Himself has not resurrected, but that power residue inside of him. So thanksgiving activated that power. Don't forget Mary's worship that brought about Jesus weeping. There is power, possibility in thanksgiving. God move on behalf of those who can move his heart in worship. Truthful worship. So what happened is through the worship of Mary and the worship of Jesus. You know, the worship of Mary moved Jesus. Then the worship of Jesus moved the Father. There was the release of the resurrection power. So at the end of the day, through ceaseless thanksgiving, in a hard time, when they should be crying, when they were actually crying. So Mary worship. Are you getting me? And then, as a result of our worship, seasonless worship, she created a new season. You also do the same in your life to yourself. When you continually give seasonless worship, thanksgiving, praises to God, then you will learn to create a new season. You will usher yourself into new season all the time. New season. New season. All our singing the other time, they are expression of our worship. And you have heard the Lord spoke enlargement. That's the way it works. I think I've shared this with us. Somebody asked Bishop T.D. Jakes and said, what is it you did? We know you. You used to struggle. Your ministry used to be small. You used to be around your 50. In fact, you are not. They even asked him. He said they were not up to 50. That when they were counting 50, they were counting the pregnancy that are not yet born. That you are part of us. So they were not up to 50. And then suddenly, new season came. Increase. Numerical growth. Up. Rand increase. So they asked him, what's the difference? He said, well, I don't know anything that I did differently. I just find out that there is a change. There is a new season. He said, but I know I didn't stop praising. I didn't stop to worship. So no matter the seasons of life, don't stop worship. Don't stop. Don't. Let me show you another instance. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, from verse 12 to 14. Through thanksgiving, there was a cloud of glory. The priest could not stand to minister. They created that new atmosphere through worship. So through seasonless thanksgiving, you create new season. In all season, thanksgiving is without season. In all season, thanksgiving is without season. Seasonless thanksgiving create your new season. And thanksgiving is suitable in all situations, in all season. It is suitable. And as I close, you must understand that the nature of thanksgiving is seasonlessness. That's the nature. You don't thank him when everything is fine alone. In all season, you thank him. It is not thanksgiving, worship, praise is not seasonal. It is seasonless. It is seasonless. One thing about prayer is that it always ends. And we got to a point when we are called to glory through natural death or Christ come by rapture. At that point, all prayer will end. Are you getting me? But you see, that will be the beginning of our eternal worship. So meaning that there is an end to prayer, but there is no end to worship. So you want endless possibilities. Don't stop to worship. Don't stop to praise. Don't stop to give thanks. That's your password. Where prayer ends, praise begins there. So when thanksgiving becomes seasonless in your mouth, possibility becomes seamless. You just find yourself walking into possibilities. You know why? You may not be able to explain, but this is what happened. You don't know why you are worshiping genuinely from your heart, truly from your heart. You are so truthful. Worshiping him in spirit, in truth. You are creating the atmosphere. You don't know. Oh Lord, you are being so good. And you mean it in your heart. You are creating an atmosphere for yourself. You are creating an atmosphere for your new season to happen. Have I blessed you today? Have I blessed you today? Today, will you say you understand the possibility power in Thanksgiving? Will you start to use it? Will you start to give to God ceaseless thanksgiving? In all season, you are just thanking him. You are just thanking him. You don't stop thanking him. No matter what happens. Stand to your feet. Let's close. So with your own mouth, I would like you to express gratitude in your heart. And make a new commitment to God to keep worshiping him, to keep thanking him. Go ahead. You have heard the word of the Lord. It is time for you to practice what you have learned. Lord, I won't stop thanking you for the rest of my life. No matter the season of life, I won't stop thanking you. 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 I won't stop. 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 I make a commitment of a seasonless thanksgiving to you, because that's the nature of thanksgiving. You said, in everything, give thanks. Can we have this song? Give thanks with a grateful heart. Make that commitment as we take this song. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Make that commitment. Yeah, love you. I will stop thanking you for the rest of my life, no matter the season of life. I won't stop thanking you. I won't stop. That's my password. I won't stop thanking you. If as a nation, Nigeria can understand this, and our leaders. For as many of us, God is going to stir up our hearts. We can do this on behalf of our nation. You see, the problem with our nation is spiritual. Share about your own melee and auto in Jegu, come on, yellow badura. Hey, get it. Inche ija. Toma la shobati unwa kisa. Onilu adua. That's the situation with our country. Okay, how will you explain it? We have crude oil. We are sending it abroad. Some of us, we've never traveled before. Your crude oil, I've traveled. You have never traveled. Now, God help us. A man decided to make business out of this thing and say, I want to solve this problem. Are you getting me? I want to make things easy for Nigeria. I want to add value to our nation. I want to provide job. Are you getting me? And then make things easy as far as energy, you know, is concerned. After many years of building the construction, we have the largest, refinery in Africa. After having it, do you understand my thinking? Now they are saying the thing is fake. Even if it is fake, bring it. At least we are buying. Are you together with me? Are we together? And then they are playing politics with all these things. Oguni, Ogun. Ogun. Are we together? But you see, we are praying, right? We are really praying for this nation. But can we also thank God for this nation? Listen, actually we are praying. But by the time we are out of prayer and then we face reality, then we start murmuring. Then we start cursing. Are you getting me? Then we do not understand that all our reaction then negates all our prayer efforts. Then we are saying, well, we are praying. Hello, the more we pray, and then we face reality. So the more we murmur. So in a way, our murmuring is more than our prayer. Of course, when you pick Okada and you are going, what are you saying with your Okada? Is it a Nigerian case? And then the man is firing fire and thunder on the government. And then you are not adding directly. Yeah. Eh? But you just finished praying for Nigeria. That is where the problem is. So can we understand this principle even as citizens of Nigeria, as spiritual people? And then when reality dawn on us, you know there is reality. Reality dawn on us. Then you remember, I will not murmur. I will give thanks on behalf of this nation. Thank you for my president. I just got some smiling here. Are you with me? Yeah, I loved it. I love. I got the reaction. Understand? But this is the absolute practicality of the scripture. When you are thanking God for something that is not worth thanking God for, it's not worth thanking God for. How is somebody who just lost his child say thank you Jesus? Who does that? But when you know God and you understand the nature of thanksgiving, that it is seasonless. No matter the season of life, you know the right thing to do is to give thanks. Listen, there are many times I go through stuffs. I still go through. And I'm so bothered. I get to the presence of God. I want to pour my heart. Are you getting me? I want to pour my heart. I really want to talk to God. Father, do something. Father, won't you do something? But you know what? At that moment, I will remember his love. I'm telling you, things that happen in my secret place, I will remember his love. I will remember his faithfulness. And at that moment, instead of me praying, I will start thanking him. I'm telling you. And after thanking him and the body lifted, I may not even remember my petition. Thanksgiving has swallowed the petition. When your thanksgiving can swallow your petition, your possibility will happen faster. Your miracle will happen faster. The woman cried, do something. My daughter. No answer from Jesus. But as she worshiped, a miracle began at that moment. I tell us, as a nation, our miracle will begin when we understand this thing. This is why our prayer is not reflected. Because let's say we pray 50%, then we murmur 1,000% because it's not even 100. So what happened to all the 50%? Scattered. God is looking. God is checking in the record. Where are the prayer of these people? Where are the prayer? Because God said concerning children of Israel, I can hear their cry. Where are the cry of these people? At this moment, can we thank God for Nigeria? And can we make a commitment that Father, from today, I will keep thanking God for Nigeria. Can we say, Father, thank you for our president, President Bola Ahmed Tinubu. Go ahead and thank God for him. Please mention his name. Thank God for our president. Today is the president of Nigeria. Father, thank you for President Bola Ahmed Tinubu. The Bible says in everything we give thanks. So we thank you for him. We thank you for the vice president. We thank you for the Senate. We thank you for the House of Representatives. Lord, we thank you for all our governors. Lord, we thank you for this nation, Nigeria. We just thank you. We thank you, no matter the season, we thank you. For you know what you are going to do concerning this nation. So we are saying thank you over Nigeria. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So make a decision that, Father, I won't stop praising you from today. Thanksgiving will be ceaseless. It will become my lifestyle. It will become my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Bring your prayers to a close. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Hallelujah. May the Lord give us the hearts to continue worshiping for the rest of our life.